Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Something that comes up a lot when using ChatGPT is the question, are ChatGPT prompts public, right? Are the prompts I'm giving ChatGPT, are they made public? Will other people see them? Are they private? What is the whole privacy policy around those? So today on the podcast, we're going to dive into that question, answering it, talking a little bit about ChatGPT and how it works. So the first things to know is that ChatGPT prompts are inputs given to the large language model or other large language models like OpenAI's GPT-3, and that they generate text based on the provided context. So these prompts can be simple questions. They can be prompts for story generation or even for more complex tasks like legal documents. The information that's provided in a prompt is used by the model to generate the response, right? So this we know. When it comes to the question of whether ChatGPT prompts are public or not, it's important to understand the different factors that influence this. So the first factor to consider is the privacy policy of the platform or organization providing the ChatGPT service, right? So there's a lot of different companies that have APIs to, you know, OpenAI's GPT-3 model, for example, and there's a lot of other chat models out there as well. So when you look at it, right, it's not like ChatGPT always has full control over how that is being used. A lot of that comes down to the privacy policy, whether that's OpenAI's ChatGPT or whether that is, you know, a third party using an API access to them or another model altogether. It all depends on the privacy policy of the platform that you're using. So the privacy policy of ChatGPT platforms, which is, you know, organizations that provide ChatGPT services like OpenAI, they'll typically have a privacy policy that outlines how they will use the data provided by users. So this policy is in place to ensure that personal information of users is protected. In general, organizations will not make the information provided in ChatGPT prompts public unless they have explicit consent from the user to do so. So that's something that you typically aren't going to have to worry about. However, it's also important to note that some organizations may use the information provided in prompts for research or for analysis purposes. This information can be used to improve the performance of the model or to gain insights into how users interact with ChatGPT services. In these cases, the information is usually anonymized or aggregated to protect the privacy of the individual user. So it is possible people will see the questions and responses coming through, but they're usually going to separate that out so it's not tied to the specific user, and that will typically be outlined in the privacy policy. So this also, another thing to consider is the type of information included in the prompt. So the type of information included in the ChatGPT prompt can also influence whether it's public or not, which is very interesting. If the prompt contains sensitive information, such as personal details, it's important to be aware of the privacy policy of the platform before using the service. For example, if a user includes their full name, address, or other personal details in a ChatGPT prompt, it's likely that this information will not be made public by the platform. However, if the prompt is a simple question or response for information, it's less likely that this information is going to be considered sensitive, and therefore it's more likely that that's going to be used for research or analysis purposes, and potentially researchers may actually see that. So, what's important to know also is, you know, users' understanding of the privacy policy, how that plays a role into all this. So the user's understanding of the privacy policy of ChatGPT platforms is also pretty important. Before using a ChatGPT service, it's important to read the privacy policy and understand how the information provided in the prompts will be used. This can help users make informed decisions about what information they choose to include in their prompts and whether they're comfortable with this information being used for research or analysis purposes. The answer to whether ChatGPT's prompts are public or not depends on a number of factors: the privacy policy of the platform, the type of information included in the prompt, and the user's understanding of the privacy policy all play a role into determining whether the information provided in the prompt is public or not. It's important for users, yourself, to be aware of these factors and to carefully consider the information you're including in your ChatGPT prompts. By doing so, you can help ensure that your personal information is protected and that you are using the ChatGPT services in a way that is consistent with their privacy preferences. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.